his arms are open wide. This is WCNO Palm City, the good news station. Welcome to Wednesday Live, a production of WCNO Christian Radio, sponsored in part by Treasure Coast Christian Alliance. David wrote in Psalm 145, verses 11 and 12, "They tell of the glory of your kingdom and speak of your might, so that all people may know of your mighty acts and the glorious splendor of your kingdom." That's the vision of Wednesday Live, to edify, inspire, to comfort, to encourage, and to bless you. Let's see what God has in store for us today.
Oh God of revival, let hope arise, death is overcome.
Well,
and good morning. We are so glad that you're joining us today on Wednesday Live. It is great to be here with the A-Team.
Well, we believe that, yeah. I laughed uncontrollably.
We don't
want
to toot our own horn.
You don't, you don't want to take too much credit for being who you are? Come on now. God made you special, right?
He did do that.
All right. We have a great morning plan. So glad that you are joining us today. Of course, you're listening to 89.9 in Palm City, Florida. And we are looking forward in just a couple moments to connecting in to the Gospel Tract Society with Mr. Buttram, and we're so excited to be able to have him join us today. We're going to be putting a call out to him in just a moment. Prior to doing that, we have some prayer requests and would like to lift those up this morning. Karen, welcome. Dave, welcome.
Thank you.
And let's go right to prayer, and then we're going to see if we can get our caller online and jump right into this discussion this morning with Mr. Buttram. It's going to be a great morning.
All right, we had a call from Betty that wanted us to pray for Sherry, who has cancer, and she's undergoing chemo treatments. And we've been praying for her here as a staff, and we just want to ask that our listeners also continue to pray for Sherry. She's doing much better after going through her chemo. And I'm going to pray for Barry and his wife, that their marriage would be restored and strengthened and unified in Christ, as they both love the Lord. And I think, Dave, you have one.
I do. From Brian, who has called in and asked for a prayer for Bob, who is grieving the loss of his daughter, who died recently.
So we'll just lift these up, and then Dave.
Yeah.
So, Father, we just...
Thank you, Father.
We lift up
Thank
Barry you, and his wife, Lord God. Father, we just pray for peace and strength in their marriage today. Lord, we know that the enemy tries to come in and just destroy everything that you have ordained. But, Father, we declare and decree this day, God, that you are strengthening their marriage, Lord God. Father, help them to go through the issues that all of us have in marriage, Lord, and let them just be unified in you, Jesus. And we thank you for them. And we just lift up Sherry, who's continuing with her chemo treatments. Lord God, we just thank you for doing what you've done already in her life, God, and that we just pray you continue to give her peace and eradicate that cancer out of her body in the name of Jesus. We thank you, Lord.
Yes, Lord, and we pray for Bob. Father, his father's heart's been wounded by the loss of his daughter, and you know all about that, Lord, and you know his heart particularly, and we just pray that your Holy Spirit would move, bring the healing balm of your love and compassion to him right now, and journey with him through this this what is a valley of the shadow of death for him, and bring him to a place of peace and comfort and assurance, and we ask this in Jesus' name.
And then we have a praise report quickly. The Chris had called in. His wife, Donna, had pneumonia. So we had prayed for healing of her lungs, and happy to report that she has been healed.
Praise the
from
Lord.
From pneumonia. Yeah. So we thank the Lord for that.
Amen. Well, that is all fantastic. And incidentally, Karen, just let our listeners know how they can get prayer requests into us.
You can call us at any time, of course, any time that we're here, or you can leave a message if we're not here, and call us at 888-221-8990. We'll be happy to pray for you over the phone when you call. Or if we're not here, leave a message. You could also go to the website, wcno.com, fill out a prayer request there as well.
And we have a real quick Thanksgiving letter from Excellent. A listener. I can't tell you, I'm pretty sure it's a guy, but it could be a gal. The signature is a little hard to read, but they say, may God bless and thank you, Jesus, and thank you, WCNO, for all of your hard work.
Amen.
It could be Jean or James or...
I think that's Jeanette, isn't
Jeanette?
It? Jeanette?
Jeanine?
Yeah.
One of them. Anyway.
And lastly, we have a note here from Randy. He enclosed a donation for the Ministry of the Radio.
So fantastic.
Thank you so much, Randy, and he's from Fort Pierce.
You know, it's so great to hear from our family, and we have a huge family, and we hear from a fairly small percentage of our listeners actually contact us, and I guess that's why it's so special when we hear from you. And of course, you know, during prayer and share, we hear from a lot of our listeners. A lot more will call and send letters and such forth, and we are looking forward to prayer and share coming up in April. It's not that far off, and of course, this will be one of the two times during the year that we come to you in a significant way, looking to raise the listener support so that this ministry can be on air. And so you might want to put that on your calendar. That's going to be coming up. But I wanted to just mention before we go any further this morning that David Phelps is going to be in concert, Palm City New Hope. That's coming up on February the 26th, 2022, and we are going to have, I believe, Rick Harmon with us a little later to talk a little more about that, but that is coming up. You can go to pcnh.church/concerts and purchase your ticket there for that event that's coming up. And again, David Phelps in concert, February the 26th, 2022. And we're just going to go to this next song. It's actually a song by David Phelps. It's entitled No More Night. And that song came to mind several days ago when we were thinking of L.C. Campbell and sort of remembering his life, and we're still missing him big time, and our prayers go out to the family, and we just want to lift all the family up in prayer, as I know transitions are very difficult, and what a great loss to us, a great gain for heaven, but this song, No More Night, certainly that is what takes place to those of us when we step into the presence of God. So, going to go to this song. When we come back, we're looking forward to having a wonderful time interview with Gospel Tract Society's Mr. Buttram. And so we're looking forward to that in just a few moments.
The timeless theme, earth and heaven will pass away. It's not a dream. God will make all things new. That day, gone is the curse from which I stumbled and fell. Evil is banished to eternal no more tears, never crying again, and praises to the great I am. We will live in the light of the risen Lamb.
And of course, that's David Phelps with No More Night. And we are going to have a concert coming right here to Palm City in Martin County on February the 26th, 2022 at New Hope Church, Palm City New Hope Church. Great church here in the Martin County area. And I'd like to invite all of you to tell your family and friends about this concert coming up on the 26th and plan to be a part of it. I'm going to have Rick Harmon from the church with us a little later this morning. But right now we want to get right to our first guest, and we're so excited to, by phone, be getting acquainted with Philip Buttram, and we welcome you to the air.
God bless you. Thank you for the invite. It's my pleasure. It's my blessing.
Gospel Tract Society. Now, for people who have never heard of Gospel Tract Society, just give us an intro. Tell us who you are and what your mission is.
Well, Gospel Tract Society was a mandate given to my father back in 1926 to basically print his word. One of the mandates was to not charge for his word and to keep just his holy word, no denomination. So we are a non-denominational, non-profit ministry located in Independence, Missouri. Our main thrust is salvation. We have approximately 900 titles of tracts, comics, activity books for children. Our secondary focus in the last few years has to been awaken the church, to comfort the church, to encourage the church that time is short, and to use these gospel seeds, as coined a phrase, to witness to somebody on the street, neighbors and family. We have so many people that they have their own street ministries. We're not supported by any church denomination, just by the family of God. And these are passionate people who love God and will take the word out, and they will take the tracts and minister to people in the malls, in the post office, in the stores, hospitals, you know, wherever God has planted them in their own harvest field. And so we are a ship. We carry the gospel word in printed page. And we want to carry this cargo to anyone who has a passion for God and willing to share the word of God and their testimony to individuals who don't know God or who are going through tough times, who need to be lifted up and be ministered to by the Holy Spirit. We have topics on basically every topic in the Bible, but again, our main thrust is salvation, and we pray over our material. Nothing goes out of the publishing plant without prayer and without the Holy Spirit leading it.
Well, this is an area of ministry that I believe needs to be brought back to the church, and I say brought back because I mentioned to you, Philip, I mentioned that as a child, my father was radically saved. You know, he was just a farmer in Indiana, and you know, his eyes was on you know, all the money he was making on the farm, and new cars and a new home, and you know, a new marriage. And then he ended up being invited by someone who came to him and invited him to go to a gospel revival service back, you know, in the days when there were revival services. And Dad and Mom both had a radical conversion, and then they would end up selling off everything, moving to Florida, sensing a call of God to come to Florida. And once we got to Florida, Dad really didn't know anything about tents, but bought a tent, would set it up. We'd be out in the middle of town, and he would find the poorest place with a lot next to the bars, and cut the grass, wow, set up a tent. And guess what we were giving out every night? Gospel tracts. We gave out gospel tracts. And Dad said, you've got to put something in people's pockets. Some of these men and women, you know, mostly men in those days, they'd be drunk. The next night, they'd come back and say, I found something in my pocket. And the times that those men would say, you know, I already prayed this prayer. I found this in my pocket last night. And they would come in, we'd feed them, and then they'd go bring their friends in the next night. And sometimes meetings would run for days. Sometimes they'd run for weeks. But that was my upbringing. And then we moved to the East Coast of Florida, and We were down in West Palm Beach on the main corners of town, right in front of Woolworths and all those stores, Burdine's, all the stores we had down in Palm Beach in those days, passing out tracts almost every Saturday. And I'll tell you what, Gospel Tract Society was one of the major providers of the tracts that we gave out in those days. So I want to say a huge thank you to you and your family. You know, I looked over a little bit of the history and just how this got started. Could you give us a thumbnail of the sacrifice and the vision that the founder had that put this ministry together?
Yes, my father was a sickly baby. He was born 1 pound and 4 ounces, and they kept him in a wood stove oven. And when he was old enough, his parents taught him the Word of God, and you know, he loved God. He was not a man's man, but he loved God so much that he taught in a one-room schoolhouse, and he would open every day for the students with prayer. And some of the fathers would come and beat him up because he said, you know, don't teach my son this, you know, this religion. But God was so working in my father that he began to study to be a missionary in China. And he was in the Springfield, Missouri, and he was at the altar on the floor, you know, waiting for the Lord. And God spoke to him and said, Lester, I want you to print my word. And Dad said, what we talked about? I'm not a printer. Anyway, to make a long story short, God convinced him that's where his calling was not to go to China, but to print his word. So Dad only, you know, it's poor times back around the Depression. He had $7.10 in his bank account. And he went to a local print shop and had got a tract from some other publisher and said, print me up as much as the $7.10 would buy. And the owner of the shop was so impressed with Dad. He said, I'll tell you what, I'll print $7.10 worth. I'll pay for that, and you can pay for the next $7.10 worth.
Wow.
So Dad began to mail us out and was able to get response from his friends and was able to buy a hand-fed, hand-operated press. And Grandpa had an old horse barn, and he put this press in the back stall of the horse barn, which, you know, had tar paper on the walls to keep the wind out. And that's where the ministry started, was in the horse barn. And Dad would hand feed and hand operate this press. And it grew and grew. And Dad always worked one or two jobs to be able to support the ministry. And the ministry was never out of his heart. It was his yoke. And Mom came alongside, and she picked up the yoke and carried it with her. And Dad worked two jobs plus the ministry for 40 years. And in the 60s, they adopted the three sisters, my three younger foster sisters. And that opened the door for God's blessings. And God was able to quit his jobs as a retail manager and devote full time to the ministry. And it began slowly grow. And there were hard times, very hard times. But God was always in and Dad would have results. The family was raised in the ministry. I call it, you know, child labor.
child labor. I was enrolled in that too.
Okay, but one of my first stories about the ministry. I was the run of the litter. I was a very small kid, had other problems, but I can remember walking around the large dining table, and with you know, seven kids, you had to have a large table. And I could just barely reach the top of the table, and I would walk around following Mom, and I would be picking up samples, you know, one track at a time, and we'd walk around, and it's probably a sample pack of 100, but Mom would lay it out. And I remember going around the side, and I'm picking up, and I looked at what I had in my hand, and I said, Mom, where do these go? What are these about? And, you know, I was raised in the church.
Sure.
But the reality of the mission of Gospel Tracts, the printed word, hadn't hit me. And she stopped, and I can see her in my mind's eye right now. And she said, "Son," said, "last week we received a letter from a gentleman in New York City. He was a World War II vet. He was a drunk, and he said that he would close out one bar and then go to another bar, and end up closing out every bar on the street. He said one night he had closed out the last bar. He was drunk, and he sat down on the curb." And he said it was pouring down rain. And he was depressed. He looked up and he saw the bridge that went to Long Island. And he said, you know, I think I'll just walk up there and jump off. My life's not worth anything. I'm a drunk. I'm an alcoholic. And he was sitting there with his arms on his knees, his head, his hands. And he looked down, and something caught his eye as it was floating down the gully, of the gutter there. And he looked at his legs, and it was floating between his legs, and it went to his right side. And just before it went out of reach, he was sure and grabbed it. And he looked at it, and you know, he's kind of blurry-eyed, and he couldn't see it. He said he got it, and he staggered down to the corner, leaned against the light post, and read a gospel tract, and received Jesus Christ right there and then.
Praise God.
And he closed the letter. He said, you know, I still visit those bars. I still close out every bar. But now I'm closing out for Jesus Christ.
Praise God.
You don't know what a tract will do. A tract is something that you can hand a person. They may throw it away. If it's got the anointing of God on it, amen, it will reach the soul that God is calling unto him. And, you know, we never know where these things will end up. We never know until we get to heaven what good, what ministry, what salvation, what encouragement they have incurred. There's I don't know if you have knew the man, Mac Goober. Mac was one of the original Hell's Angels in California. Mean dude. He was so mean that the fellow bikers would lock him in a barn until he sobered up and kind of came to his mind. And he told the story that he was locked in the barn, and he was there for 3 days. And they would slip him food underneath the door of the barn. And he would eat, and when they laid him out, he went to Western Union and stayed in line, hoping that one of the families back in Tennessee had sent him some money. And he said some kid was walking down the street handing stuff out. He picked it up. It was a piece of paper. And he kind of looked at it. He threw it, tried to throw it down. It stuck to his thumb. He tried to throw it down. Stuck to his thumb. Finally, he put it in his pocket, clapped his other hand, pulled his thumb out. That evening, he was sitting at a coffee table at the biker's after having supper. And he pulled it out. And he said, you know, I don't know if it stuck to my thumb because I was so dirty, or was the Holy Spirit, but it was a gospel tract. And he accepted Jesus Christ right there in the home of bikers. He ended up establishing a camp in Tennessee for ex-bikers, ex-druggers, ex-drunk alcoholics, and had a wonderful ministry. So humble in the spirit, all because someone took the time to pass out God's word in a piece of paper, didn't witness to him, didn't talk to him, just handed it to him. But the anointing of God is in every word, and God's word does not fail. And it will cause the Holy Spirit to move. If a person is hungry, if a person is looking, the Holy Spirit will move. We have been charged to print something that is attractive, is meaningful. In today's world of electronics and all the social media, you have about 4 or 5 seconds to catch someone's attention. If you don't present the word of God in an attractive format, in something that is not repulsive, like cheap or dirty or just incomplete, you will lose them forever. So we print as attractive as a cover face that we can. If you can get them to open the page, then in fishing terms, you've set the hook. You have about another 10 seconds to keep their interest. That the Word of God is so powerful, it will reel a person in. I can't tell you all the stories that we have of people coming to God or being inspired by God. The tract is something we can leave somebody. You may go away. That tract may stay there for years and years. Real quick, I've got a story where we had a letter from a guy from Springfield, Missouri. He was a college student. He went to the local library and bought some old books that were just cleaned out the shelves. This book, he checked the library checkout card, had not been checked out since World War II. Okay. So he takes the book back and he thumbs through it, and inside the middle is a tract that goes back to probably the early 30s. He read the tract, he saw her name, he looked it up on the web, you know, who are these people, got interested, read about us, ordered a couple tracts, and in those tracts received Jesus Christ as his Lord and Savior.
Praise
God. Wow,
God.
How do you do that?
Praise God.
How do you plan something 30, 40, 60 years in advance? that you know somebody's going to come across that piece of material, and that your word is alive, and your word will touch them.
Amen.
And the Holy Spirit whisper and draw them into you.
Mm-hmm.
And I praise God for what he's done and what he's doing. I'm so excited for the future. God is alive, and he's calling the church.
Amen.
Church, wake up. Wake up. Jesus is coming soon. Talk to your family. Talk to your neighbors. Talk to your employees. Talk to your fellow workers. Talk to the guy on the street. Get busy about the Father's business. His business is salvation. His business is love. Mm. That's what GTS is about.
Oh, man. Wow.
Wow.
Well, I'll tell you what. You are definitely called of God to do what you're doing, and you're passionate about it, and the Holy Spirit certainly moving my heart as I'm just listening to you share. Mm. How can people get involved that's listening here in Florida with your ministry? How can they get involved? How can they get involved by giving? How can they support what you're doing? And how can they order materials?
Bait the hook here. We have sample packets on all the topics. You know, we have sample packs on Easter, and I'll plug Easter because it's coming up here. Our mailing address is Post Office Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64051. Most of the orders come through mail or the web. We have a web page, which is gospeltractsociety.org. Feel free to call. Our phone number is 816-461-6086. Again, we're not supported by any grant or any foundation, any denomination. We're supported by the little people, the workers in the field that have a passion for God. Sometimes they will order tracts. Sometimes they don't. Sometimes they would give a donation. Sometimes they just order tracts. My prayer is that God will always supply the need. That if someone has a ministry and wants to order tracts, they don't have to give a donation. You know, I have faith enough that God is going to meet the need because there's a mission field, and He wants that message to go out to the harvest. And so, you know, we'll send an Easter sample pack. Free of charge, just, you know, write or call, Post Office Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64051, or 816-461-6086. We are here. We are servants. It's not about us. It's not about me. It's not about my family. It's about Jesus Christ.
Amen. Praise God. What is that phone number again?
816-461-6086.
You know, as you're just sharing, it's possible someone is listening today that doesn't even know what a gospel tract is.
Yeah.
You know, I think about how technology has changed, and you know, we had reel to reel, and you hear at the radio station back in the day, you know, and
yeah.
And then there were cassette tapes, and you know, every church had a cassette player for people to, you know, come and accompany them, and you know, now we have you know, then we went to CDs, and now we have thumb drives and all kinds of things. Somebody may be listening today and say, I don't even know what a gospel track is. What is that? How would you explain that?
It is just a mini sermon on a piece of paper.
There you go.
We have single page tracts, and we have multiple 8-page tracts, all measured on different areas. And it's sometimes it can be a testimony. It can be I love poems. We have many poems on tracts that encourage and lift up. We have lyrics from gospel songs on track, but it's always a message of God. It's short, it's sweet, and every salvation track that we print, I have made it a point to make sure that there is a scripture on there, at the very least, Romans 10:9, that plants a seed that they have something that they can pray, they can ask, they can know to find the way to salvation. I don't, you know, what's the purpose of a sermon if you don't have an altar call?
There you go. Mm-hmm. There you go.
And so each track that is aimed toward salvation, and I I try to make sure that the salvation tracts are simple enough in speech and language and verbiage that if it's a person's second or third language, they can understand it. Because many of these tracts that go to street ministry go to bilingual people who don't, or English is not the first language.
Right.
So I try to make sure that the message is clear, because God is clear, and so each one is just is a message of God, of His Word, and is true to the Word of God. It's short, it's sweet, it's precious.
You know, I'm looking at the amazing gospel for kids. I'm looking at God's World Coloring Book. And I'm thinking, as a radio station, when we go to events, we do outdoor events, we do kind of downtown events, we're doing more and more of those kinds of things, and looking for opportunities just to get the Word of God into the street. And instead of, picking up these generic kind of faith-based things, I'm like, this is exactly what I want to put out there. In the future, we want to be able to connect with you guys. We're purchasing what we put out anyway. We'd love to support another ministry that's involved in getting the word out. And I'm just thinking about, in every church, what great tools this is for a Sunday school class, children's ministries, enabling and equipping young people to share their faith with other kids they're in school with. Great tools here for children. I'm sure there are tools probably for teens and addressing a lot of the topics and issues of today. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We do have coloring books. We have pocket-sized activity books for very young children up through teens, crossword puzzles, all gospel-type stuff, gospel pictures. One thing that I carry in my car, I will carry some of these gospel tracts and booklets, and if I go to the a license bureau or the barbershop or wherever, I will have something with me. And if I see a child, I'll go to the parents and ask them, hey, is it ours if I share this with you? And I'll show it to them. I've never had a parent say, no, don't do that. And I'll turn it to give it to the parent or the child directly if I've got his attention. And I'll probably the only time I'll speak to him. But I planted a seed, even when children are too young to understand preaching, if they see something, they say, hey, Mommy, what's this picture?
There
what's
you
this
go.
Guy doing?
Yep.
Or
there
they
you
can
go.
Read, Mom, what does this mean?
There you go.
Drag the mom and dad into it.
That's excellent.
Maybe they don't go to church. Maybe it's new to them, and if they're a parent loving child, they'll say, well, I'll tell you what, let's find out. Plant the seed wherever.
And that's good.
I've had people.
It's good.
I have people, catch me in the parking lot or on highway. Something I do with intersections. You have the homeless people always with signs of, gimme, gimme, gimme. Well, I carry in my car and my truck two gospel tracts. One is about tattoos. The most famous tattoo in the world is the life-death tract. You show that tattoo or that tract card to someone who has tats, they know what it is. Well, on the back of it, it talks about what life and death is and a salvation message.
It's awesome.
I also carry that with that You Are Special tract, which talks about the love of Jesus.
Awesome.
However, the hook is I put a $5 bill on the outside of it.
There you go.
They're going to take that.
There you go. They'll take it.
They may not read it.
They'll take it.
They may throw it away. I don't care. I'm planting the seed of God.
There you go.
It's up to the Holy Spirit to find the heart.
There you go.
And make it grow.
All right, so you're listening to our audience. Sorry to cut in on you, but we're almost out of time with this segment. So if you're listening today and you are remembering all those days, all those tracts you've read over your life as a believer, and you're thinking about maybe even before a believer how God touched your life, why not once again just allow the Holy Spirit to stir up vision in your heart to become a participant again in passing the Word of God and getting the Word of God into people's hands, and then let the Holy Spirit work and figure out how it's going to get into their heart. Philip, I'd like you to, one more time, give the contact information, and then if you would, I'd like you just to close this segment in prayer with a prayer over our listeners that God will ignite that vision and that vision will be stirred up in the state of Florida, and that once again, restrooms, gas station attendants, people on the street, people in the restaurants, police officers, that we will get the word of God out and into their hands so God can get it into their hearts.
Praise God. I actually was hoping that you'd ask me to pray. Our contact, our address is Post Office Box 1118, Independence, Missouri, 64051. Our phone number, 816-461-6086.
Amen.
Father.
Thank you, Father.
Lord God, we come before you in the name of Jesus. Lord, you know that time is short.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you also are calling all men unto you.
You are.
Father, I ask that you would stir a passion within the hearts of your children.
Amen.
To reach those that are lost. To stir the hearts of those that have lost their first love for you, Father.
Yes, Jesus.
To those that have drifted away from you, Father, to call them back unto you, to spread your gospel, Father, to have every tool, every seed in their hands available, willing. Give them the vision, Father, of what you are asking, what you are calling them to do.
Thank you, Father.
That you are calling them to do, Father. This is for you, Father. This is to fill your kingdom and bring glory to your name.
Thank you,
it's
Father.
Not about us. It's not about a church. It's about you, Father.
Amen.
Holy Spirit, I release you.
Thank you.
To minister to the children of God.
Yes.
Father, go before us. Prepare our ways, our path, and people, Lord. In the precious name of Jesus Christ, of whose I am and who I serve. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Now, we are going to want to talk to you again and keep you on our call often list because these are days of harvest. In the midst of the darkness, there's a great light. One question. Can I go to this address, gospeltractsociety.org, and make a donation today?
We receive donations on the web, by phone call, or in the mail.
Good.
A credit card, cash, which we're surprised how many people send cash, our checks. We're a nonprofit. We don't rely upon anybody but the children of God.
Praise God.
And I will say all our needs have been met since 1926.
Hallelujah.
And I praise God for that.
We're glad to welcome you as a partner to our ministry, and we want to be a partner with you, and we want to lift up Jesus together because that's the way the kingdom works. Jesus said, if I be lifted up, I will draw all men unto me, and that is the plan. My dear brother in the Lord, I haven't met you to hug your neck, but I would if I saw you, and maybe God will let that happen, but if not here in the air, but let's work, for the night is coming, and the hours of daylight are quickly passing, but today is a day of salvation, so we press forward. God bless you very much. It's been a joy to have you join us today on Wednesday Live in Palm City, Florida, and we will be back in touch sometime soon. God's best to you, my brother. Thank you. Goodbye.
Bye-bye.
She tossed her hair back like she didn't care.
Wow. There's very few vocalists with the anointing, power, and range of David Phelps. Over 20 years as a member of the Gaither Band, with numerous Dove Awards, Grammys, and platinum-selling albums.
About a love without regret.
Let David minister to you and give you a heavenly experience at Palm City New Hope, Saturday, February the 26th at 7 p.m. Get your $30 tickets at pcnh.church. That's pcnh.church.
You can just believe, you can dream.
And I told you we were going to have Rick Harmon with us, and Rick Harmon is with us, and his shirt says Hope Alive. Brother Rick, is Hope Alive?
Absolutely.
Get in on that mic. I want to make sure we got you there. Yeah. There we go.
There we go. Yes, Hope is alive, and I'm hoping to give away the last two VIP tickets in the world for this concert coming up Saturday night. We'll give it away to the first caller here in a minute, so get ready by your phones, folks. And we have a guest coming in live on the radio.
David Phelps.
There we go.
Do I need to repeat all of that?
Yes. We had a failing mic there. We've got you loud and clear now. Okay. One more
five
time.
5x5. Okay. Folks, get near your telephone. Pull over if you're driving. Get your phones out. We're going to give away the last two VIP tickets live on the air here after we take a call in a few moments from our dear friend that's going to be here Saturday night. David Phelps will be calling in
here
in a few moments.
It's going to be awesome. Cool. Karen, get the phone numbers out so people are ready to make that call.
Yes, you can reach us at 888-221-8990.
Now, we're not going to open the lines up until David Phelps has joined us, right?
That is correct.
And so, we used to say, put us in your speed dial, right?
yes. Most kids these days go, what's speed dial?
Yeah, what is speed dial, right? So, I guess she will tell us when that call comes through. I'm looking for that call to come through any minute. So tell us how things are going. I mean, are tickets still available?
Tickets are still available. The VIP sold out in the first 7 to 10 days.
But
there is not a bad seat at New Hope.
Perfect.
If you happen to have the worst seat in the house, you would be 90 feet from the stage.
There are no bad seats
in the house.
Wow. Every seat is perfect. It's going to be a great night. And who should come?
Everybody. If you love music, most people. It's amazing to me the people I've run across over the last few weeks passing out brochures and stuff.
Right.
Do you even know who David Phelps is? Well, kinda. And I'm like, do you know who the Gaither Vocal Band is? Yes. Do you know who the Two? Do you know the Modern Day Jesus? That's Guy Penrod. Mm-hmm. And the other guy, the other handsome fella, that's David Phelps. Oh, I love that guy.
Wow.
Name recognition, I guess.
That is excellent. That is excellent. So, he is going to be calling in any minute. Again, how can people get tickets? Just let's do a little promo. I have a couple spots I could roll as well.
Okay, two ways. The fastest way is to go to itickets.com and just David Phelps will be I think it's in the top left corner right now because it's the next concert that's being ticketed.
Okay.
If they don't have luck there, go to to pcnh.church, and when the website lands, the poster will be there. Click on the poster, it takes you right to iTickets.
Okay,
so it's literally less than 3 minutes. You can check in and out very quick. It's very quick.
And the tickets are $30, I believe. Is that correct?
Total $30. Handling fees included in the cost. There's just not a bad seat.
Palm City New Hope is a great church here in Martin County. Easy access coming in off 95 off the turnpike.
Yes.
You can be there in just minutes.
Yes.
So it's not too far to drive from Fort Lauderdale down in Palm Beach over in Okeechobee. Up in Melbourne, you might be listening today. You may even be over in the Bahamas. Get in your boat, tune the thing up, and come on over.
Yes.
That's going to be a great night. And, this is going to be a night where the presence of God and the Spirit of God is going to touch people's lives.
Absolutely.
And it will certainly be an evening where you can have an encounter with Jesus.
Absolutely.
In a fresh way. So, come on out. It'd be a great night. Go out and grab a bite to eat. Pull a couple friends together, maybe a foursome or six of you, eight of you. A group maybe from your church might want to get in, the church van and just say, let's head on up there. This is going to be a great night. So this is significant. You know, Rick, I'm so glad that New Hope is doing this because there just are not enough good things for a family to go out and do.
Oh, I know. That's part of the dream God gave us years ago was to... I shared it last week. I'm tired of... I used to have to drive to Orlando for Rock the Universe,
True.
A Night of Joy,
True.
To see good top A-level groups, Christian music. And God gave us the dream, and it was 2 years in the making. I've actually been... It's kind of cool how David Phelps came about. He came about as a surprise for our pastor, Dr. Gary Durham. 3 years ago, we were working on this when we started the concert series, and... we were going to celebrate 50 years of him preaching the Word of God, and David Phelps was going to come and do a private, secret, surprise concert for us, and it just kind of mutated into a ticketed concert that we've had to move twice because of COVID. So I don't know about you, Treasure Coast, I'm done with COVID.
Amen.
Can I get an amen in the house?
Amen.
In Jesus' name be on it.
Amen.
Well, I'm not sure if David's... Let's take the first caller. David might be having trouble getting through.
Maybe he is.
I know we're on the clock here, so let's give away these two tickets right now.
Okay, so once again, Karen, give the phone numbers out, and we have two tickets. They're VIP tickets for the
David Phelps concert coming up this Saturday night.
That number is 888-221-8990.
So first caller.
Let's do the first caller.
First caller that calls in, you're gonna get the ticket. So let's make the call and I'm gonna. I think the first caller's turned into three or four callers. So anyhow, whoever we get a hold of first is going to get these two, the last two on the planet.
Yeah, and I just got a text from David Phelps. The number they're trying to call keeps sending them to a survey. give the number one more time. David Phelps, call this number, 772-221-1100. That's 772-221-1100.
Now we're going to have to try to figure out how to get him through with everybody else calling
That's
in
true.
Trying to get the
That's
ticket.
True.
So we're going to go to one of the spots at this time. You've been hearing these promotional spots on WCNO, and you will continue to hear them. Tickets are available. You can still get your tickets. You're going to want to get online and get those purchased. Rick, how can they purchase them again?
Go to itickets.com and David, just look for the David Phelps clip art and the poster. It's there. Or go to PCNH.church and click on the David Phelps poster.
So if you've seen the Gaithers on TBN, you've heard the incredible voice of David Phelps. Now you can personally experience David live for one night only at Palm City New Hope, Saturday, February the 26th at 7 p.m. Get your $30 tickets at PCNH.church. That's PCNH.church.
Seven seven two, two two one. Okay. Oh, I'm sorry.
Okay. All right, we are back, and we're still looking to get connected with David Phelps, and with technology, it serves us, and sometimes we have to work away at it a little bit to get everything connected, but. I believe we're going to get it all connected here in just a moment. Again, David Phelps in concert right here in Palm City, Florida, February the 26th, 2022. Going to be out at New Hope Church. Tickets are still available, and we are looking forward to get connected with David Phelps. I believe we probably have given away those last two tickets, Rick.
Awesome.
I haven't heard. Okay. I haven't heard. I mean, I just look over and see everything red. That tells me that people are calling and trying to call. Okay. So we thank you for your calls. But until I actually get a name in here, I don't know what's happened. So we'll find that out shortly. So once again, Rick, how can people make the purchase?
Go to itickets.com, itickets.com, David Phelps, or go to PCNH.church, PCNH.church.
Okay, another promo. You guys did some good ones.
But he will fly once again.
Oh, come on, Treasure Coast. Let's fly once again. Saturday night, February the 26th at 7 p.m., David Phelps. For one night only here on the Treasure Coast, go to PCNH.church. That's PCNH.church. Get your tickets today for $30. See you that night.
Of God, and he will fly.
All right, and I do believe we have a winner. I believe we have a winner.
We do have a winner. All right. Can I get a drum roll? Here we go. The grand winner today of the last two VIP tickets for David Phelps for this Saturday night at 7 p.m. at Palm City New Hope.
Is
Jeff Smith.
Jeff Smith.
Jeff from an 813 area code.
If All right.
you're from any other area code, it's not you. Sorry. David must be on the line. Here we go. We finally got the connection with David Phelps. Bring him on the line. Would you there?
We will. We will. David, do we have you on the line? David Phelps?
Yes, how you doing?
Hey, hallelujah, hallelujah. We're so excited to have you coming to our town, our region, and to our state. And you're with us here on Wednesday Live, and Rick Harmon's with us, and we're just so glad that you found us.
Yeah, me too. Thanks. I'm looking forward to being there with you.
All right, David, we are too.
for you that maybe don't know, we've been working on this concert for over 3 years now because of COVID. This is our third date, but, you know, as the good Lord say, don't boast about tomorrow, but we're praying and believing, David, that you're going to get here Saturday, and we're going to have the most incredible concert we've had on the Treasure Coast in a long, long time.
We are looking forward to it. We can't wait, too. It's been a long time coming, but we have high hopes that it's going to happen this time.
Speaking of high hopes, that's our preschool.
That's the name of your preschool?
That's the name of our preschool. Oh, David, you're in for a treat here at New Hope. We roll out the red carpet for everybody, our first-time guest and our esteemed artist coming from all the way from the Nashville area. So we're looking forward to you, brother. Can you give a good shout-out to the Treasure Coast and just tell all your fans to be here or they will be left behind?
Well, absolutely. We're looking forward to, you know, we haven't been out a whole lot this year so far. We had a busy fall and holiday season, and so we are ready for the break to end, and we're gonna have an amazing night with great music and laughter and friends, and it's gonna be a hoot.
Yes.
Yeah, I wonder, David, if you could just say, this is David Phelps, and you're listening to the good news station, WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Could you give us a little promo while we've got you on air? I mean, I don't mind asking.
Ask. You
sure,
shall receive.
No problem at all.
Go ahead.
Hey, this is David Phelps, and you're listening to WCNO 89.8 FM.
How about 89.9?
The good news station.
Yeah, one more time. You did really well at that. You know, we're going to keep you. 89.9.
I read 89.8. They sent me the wrong station.
Sorry about that. It's all right. It's close.
Oh, it was that before the inflation.
Yeah, inflation raised it.
Inflation raised it.
Yeah, good one, Dave. Yeah, that was Dave.
One more go.
Yeah. Hey, this is David Phelps, and you're listening to WCNO 89.9 FM, the good news station.
Hallelujah. Oh, you did that really
thank
great.
You.
Did
wow.
that really
he's
great.
Hired.
He's
him.
Hired. We're going to keep him. And listen, you know, I'm sure God's been doing some things in your heart. Give us one thing the Lord's been pushing on your heart, and I'd like to have you just pray over our audience. And we're going to believe God for a tremendous breakthrough, open heavens, and just a tremendous move of God this coming Saturday.
Amen.
Well, you know, God has been teaching, like everybody, teaching us a lot of patience and to have to trust. And this whole last couple of years have been for us an exercise in releasing things, handing things over, and once again remembering how to trust for all the things that we need.
It's good.
Amen. Amen. It's good.
Would you lift up a prayer over the state of Florida? We're believing God for a lot of excited people to come in. And, you know, just before you came on air, we had the gentleman from the Gospel Tract Society, and he was just telling story after story about, you know, people who are coming to the Lord as a result of the printed page. And these are days of awakening and revival.
Amen.
And what a great time to have the word in music. You know, I'm a pastor, but you know, my part is alongside of you who are gifted with the heart of the psalmist, and it's so important to prepare the hearts of God's people to be able to receive the word.
Amen.
And I believe through music, God has touched many lives to come into the kingdom. So if you just lead us in a moment of prayer, that would be awesome.
Yes. Father in heaven, thank you so much for all the blessings that you've given us. Thank you for safe travel. Thank you for the joy that music brings. And we look forward to being in Florida with fellow believers, lifting up the name of Jesus with a song. And we pray that you are glorified in the name of Jesus. Amen.
Yes. Amen.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. So, Rick, one more time. We got a big night coming up. David yes. Phelps is on air.
Yes. All right, guys. You don't want to miss this. One night only on the Treasure Coast, David Phelps. Get your tickets today before they're gone at itickets.com or pcnh.church. It'll take you straight to itickets.com.
David Phelps, what can people expect to hear when they come?
Well, I hope that it's music that they love.
There you go.
It will be. Brother, speaking of love, David, speaking of love, you've got some fans coming all the way from Michigan. They wanted to make sure they could still get VIP tickets. I called them, assured them. They went online, bought their tickets, booked their flights. They are coming to see you Saturday night and then flying home Sunday.
From Michigan?
From Michigan. Wow. So, wow. Brother, you've got some fans.
That's one of the things that we have been very grateful for over the past years of doing this, is that we have met some incredible friends through our journey that really have supported us just amazingly.
Amen. Amen. Well, brother, we're over our time. I think they've got another show coming on the air. So let me say a quick prayer for you guys, and we're out. Father, bless David and his crew. Give them safe travels. Give him a fresh anointing of your spirit, I pray. In Jesus' name, everybody said amen.
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 Thanks, David.
Amen. David, God bless you. Travel safe, and we look forward to a great move of God coming up Saturday night. Blessings.
Yeah. Thank you. Blessings to you.
Thank you.
Take care.
But he will fly once again.
Oh, come on, Treasure Coast. Let's fly once again. Saturday night, February the 26th at 7 p.m., David Phelps. For one night only here on the Treasure Coast, go to PCNH.church. That's PCNH.church. Get your tickets today for $30. See you that night.
I sure hope Mom and Paul can hang on to their message. I know it is ripe and ready to be given, but we're going to have to work it into next week. Mom and Paul, stand by. I know it's a whole week. Maybe Ma will feed you some. Listen, you've been listening to Wednesday Live right here in WCNO in Palm City, Florida. Please keep your dial set right there. Keep it tuned to 89.9. And again, make sure you make plans right now to be a part of the David Phelps